Lately, there's been a new shift that has affected me personally and that I feel is a potentially harmful force in our industry. And as your resident loud person, I feel the need to bring it up. And that is the unregulated world of private equity coming in and buying up our music as if it is real estate, as if it's an app or a shoe line. This just happened to me without my approval, consultation, or consent. After I was denied the chance to purchase my music outright, my entire catalog was sold to Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings in a deal that I'm told was funded by the Soros family, 23 Capital, and the Carlyle Group. Yet, to this day, none of these investors have ever bothered to contact me or my team directly to perform their due diligence on their investment in me, to ask how I might feel about the new owner of my art, the music I wrote, videos I created. And of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale or even when it was announced. And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, "But he's always been nice to me," when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music.